St. Louis, get ready for the most explosive show on turf coming this Sunday to St. Louis.
After their marathon win over the Ravens, the Bears head to St. Louis looking to at least maintain a share of first place in the NFC North.
Game Preview is brought to you by COTG, a Xerox company.
Welcome to Chicago Bears Network Studios at Halas Hall. I'm Larry Mayer along with Tom Thayer. And Tom, the only weather delay possible this week is if the roof leaks. Tell me your thoughts about the Bears heading down to St. Louis to face the Rams.
Well, they got to control the emotions of this game early because Jeff Fisher, you know he's going to have these guys jacked up. He's an ex-Chicago Bear. He's got a long term in the NFL as a head coach, and he's always been great at that. But again, you don't want to have a team come that has more emotions after, like you called in the beginning, the long game they've had against Baltimore. So they need to go to St. Louis and start fast. Take any enthusiasm away from St. Louis early.
The Bears uncharacteristically committed 13 penalties in their game this past Sunday. Knowing Mark Trestman like I do, I'm sure that's going to be a focus in practice this week. What's the key to eliminating those, especially the pre-snap ones going in on the road down in St. Louis?
It's not Mark Trestman's responsibility. It's a responsibility of every player and every assistant coach, making sure they have the assignment so ingrained in the head of each player that they don't have second thoughts when they hear the snap count coming out of the huddle. I think this is an uncharacteristic sign of the Chicago Bears, so I think them to have this problem cured instantly.
Now, everybody's talking about Chris Long against Kyle Long, and that's very exciting. And you, as a former lineman, what would it be like if you had faced a brother?
Oh, it'd be a great challenge. I think it'd be a lot of fun. I don't think they're going to battle against each other each and every play. There may be an instant or two that they have a chance to collide. I think it'd be a lot of fun to get an opportunity to hit your older, younger brother, see who comes out with the better. It's probably the hardest on the mom and dad.
Chris Long and Robert Quinn make a really good tandem at defensive ends. What's the key, especially going on the road where they may not be able to hear the snap count? What's the key with the Bears?
It's about balance and feet for the offensive tackle position. And it's interesting, I have a saying this week, they're going from the thickest to the quickest. And they did a great job last week against Suggs and Doomerville. This week against Long and Quinn, you're talking about a whole different monster. This is a monster of speed, athleticism, and aggressiveness. And that's one thing about Jeff Fisher, defensive coach, he will sick the dogs on the quarterback. So again, pay attention to speed, the offensive tackles, you got to have athleticism at an all-time high.
We don't often talk a lot about special teams, but I think the Bears struggled a little bit in coverage earlier in the season. They've improved, but now they face Tavon Austin. It's usually Devin Hester is the guy we talk about, but what can Austin do to a game, and how do the Bears control him?
Because he's so explosive. I mean, he's got world-class speed. He can run away from anybody, and he's not a very big guy. So you give him a crease, and he can turn it into the distance. But that's the same thing St. Louis is thinking right now. What do they do to control Devin Hester on the punt return and the kickoff return game? And we both have great kickers also, St. Louis and the Chicago Bears. So don't lose sight only of the returners. You have to look at what the kickers can do to take them out of the game.
Tom, this week's Twitter question is about the Bears' defense. This person says, Seabass, meaning David Bass, looks like a formidable defensive line talent along with John Bostic at middle linebacker. Do you think the Bears are going to blitz more this week against the Rams?
You know, I think it's a great question because if they do get pressure off the edge, continue Julius Peppers, now you got Bass, Chet Azugu, Shea McClellan's coming back. It's going to give you more options to work the linebackers in the middle. But it's all going to be about Jonathan Bostic. The more understanding he has of NFL offenses, the more chances he'll get the blitz. But it's a good question. You need that pressure from the defensive ends to set it up in the middle.
Tom, we've reached the exciting portion of the program now where we make your case for a player that's going to have a big impact in the game, and you pick who.
I'm going with Tim Jennings. Here's an inexperience at the quarterback position. Look for Tim Jennings to make a play. Look for Tim Jennings, the elder statesman of all the defensive backs now with Charles Tillman out of the lineup. I know Zach Bowman's in there, but Tim Jennings has got to be our go-to corner.
Tom, Tim Jennings is one of the guys that I was thinking about picking, so I guess that
proves
great minds think alike, and so do ours. Anyway, the guy I'm picking is Matt Forte. On a fast track down in St. Louis in the Dome, I think Matt's going to have a great game, both as a runner and a receiver. Tom, great stuff as always. Tom wants everybody to meet him in St. Louis. He's Thayer. I'm Mayer. Thanks for joining us on Game Preview.
Game Preview is brought to you by COTG, a Xerox company.